The European Jewish Association has condemned the selling of Nazi artefacts by a German auction house. Adolf Hitler's top hat, Eva Braun's dresses and a silver-coloured edition of Mein Kampf are among the items being put up for sale at Munich-based Hermann Historica. There's also a copy of Hitler's rental contract in Munich and a pair of sunglasses worn by defendants at the Nazi war crimes trials in Nuremberg to avoid the glare of the floodlights. Rabbi Menachem Margolin, chairman of the European Jewish Association, says, "We believe the sale of such memorabilia has little historical value, but instead will be bought by those who glorify and seek to justify the actions of the greatest evil to affect Europe." Let's speak to Gideon Falter. He's executive chairman of UK-based organisation Campaign Against Anti-Semitism. Gideon, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
Good morning.
What do you make of this sale?
These are the sorts of items that you would want to collect from a favourite rock star or some person that you revere and adore. These are not items which have some kind of historical value, and there are reasons why people might collect items from the Nazi era. They might collect items which are in some way commemorative of the crimes that they committed or something of that nature, but there's no reason why you would want to have, for any practical purpose, there's nothing that you would study, for example, if you're an academic, about Hitler's top hat. And there is no value or use for sunglasses worn by Nazi war criminals during their war crimes hearings in Nuremberg to avoid the glare of the floodlights. These are simply items that will be collected by people who glorify the Nazis and their reign of terror, during which millions of people were murdered, including 6 million Jews. And we think it's absolutely wrong that people are trading them as though they are items of memorabilia.
It's 8:30. I'll get to news headlines shortly. Maurice Cohen, who's the chairman of the Jewish Representative Council of Ireland, told us that the sale of Nazi memorabilia to neo-Nazis is to be condemned outright. If, on the other hand, they're sold to people or institutions that will use this memorabilia to make sure that humanity doesn't forget the absolute atrocities perpetrated by the Nazis or of the premeditated industrial slaughter of people, then it could serve as a continual reminder that we should and must never forget. Hermann Historica's director, Bernard Packer, was quoted by Bild Daily as saying, "Yes, Hitler sells, but most of all to customers who are approaching it with serious historical interest." Gideon, this auction, it's not unique. Is it part of a growing normalization of Nazism in Germany?
It's unclear, because really what this shows is greed by the people who own these items and are sort of trying to get their few euros out of it by selling them on, and it shows a complete lack of compassion and understanding for the victims of the Holocaust by the people like these auction houses who then go and market these items and try to sell them to the highest bidder. These are not being given to a museum or donated to a museum or even sold to a museum. These are being sold to the highest bidder. The bidders that will be attracted to something like this are people who glorify and worship and idolize people like Adolf Hitler and his wife Eva Braun and these Nazi war criminals who wore the sunglasses. These are not people who are engaged in trying to protect the memory of the victims of the Nazis or trying to raise awareness about the horrors of what they committed.
Gideon, thank you very much for taking our call. That's Gideon Falter, Executive Chairman of Campaign Against Anti-Semitism.